Welcome to the Engaging Missions Show, where we discover God's glory in what He's doing around the world. Hi, and welcome to this special edition of the Engaging Missions Show. I'm your host, Brian Ensminger, and during Ramadan, we're taking time to focus on learning about and praying for Muslims. We're pulling from a resource that's available from 30 Days of Prayer, and you can find that linked up in the show notes at engagingmissions.com/80. Today's focus is on Bosnia Herzegovina. And if you remember, there was a time back in the late 20th century where there was a long war, there was a long siege, and this had such atrocities as the execution of 8,000 Bosnian Muslim boys and men, and it was just incredibly deadly. And one of the difficult things about this is because, you know, over the centuries there have been conflict and difficulty in this region, and the war, because of its atrocities, has actually made it more complicated to share the gospel. How can we expect them to convert to a religion where so many people committed this massacre? How can they understand the truth of what Jesus did on the cross when it's been tainted by war? So as we pray today, we're going to focus on the followers of Jesus, that they would be a courageous witness to the beauty of the grace-soaked gospel of Jesus. We're going to pray that the young Bosnian Muslims would be protected from the excesses of extremism and develop a hunger that only Jesus can fill. And then we're also going to pray for a deep reconciliation to permeate this land. If you remember a conversation that I had with Don Perry just a few weeks ago, he talked about this reconciliation, not in this area, but in another area, and how that really transformed a region for Christ. And it wasn't just people coming to the gospel, although that's incredibly important, but it was also people being reconciled to each other, God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. So whether you take some time to pray by yourself, or if you'd like to pray along with me, that would be fine. I just ask that you take some time to pray. Your prayers mean something. Your prayers do something. God won't be stopped, but we have this opportunity to be part of what He's doing. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, we come to You on behalf of those in Bosnia Herzegovina, and Lord, we ask that You would move, powerfully in this season. Lord, we know that Ramadan is a time when people are seeking Allah, but we also know that it's a time when You are sometimes revealed to them. So Lord, we're asking for breakthroughs. And specifically, we're joining with believers all over the globe who are praying that the followers of Jesus in this country would be courageous witnesses to the beauty of the grace-soaked gospel of Jesus. Lord, we ask that they would be able to effectively communicate Your love, Your grace to those around them. We ask that the young Bosnian Muslims would be protected from the excesses of extremism and that they would develop this hunger that only You can fill. We pray that they would have dreams of Jesus. Lord, whether it's this man of white dream that we sometimes hear about or some other dream, we know that they pay attention to their dreams. So we ask that they would have those dreams and then that You would send people in their lives, into their lives, who can speak to those dreams. And finally, we pray for a deep reconciliation to permeate this land, leading to those turning to Christ, to the One in whom there is no Jew or Greek or Croatian or Serb or Bosnian or Muslim or Orthodox or Catholic, to the One where we are all part of the kingdom. Lord, we ask that there would be this turning, this reconciliation. We ask that there would be forgiveness and healing in this land. We thank You for all that You do, and we acknowledge that You have the power to do all of this. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Engaging Missions Show. You can find more great content like this, along with show notes, by visiting engagingmissions.com or by subscribing to the show in iTunes or Stitcher. If you enjoyed the show, please leave us an honest rating and review in iTunes by visiting engagingmissions.com/iTunes. Your feedback could be what helps another person connect with what God is doing around the world.